But I don't think anything was any different than we addressed after the ball game. As I indicated, I thought the people that played in the white uniforms played reasonably well, probably a little bit better than we did on the other side. Something that probably goes unnoticed because it's a watered-down kicking game. I thought our place kickers did a reasonably decent job. You know, we had a mishandled snap on an extra point attempt, and I thought Cantelli handled it very nicely and got it through, and the rest of the kicks during the day were good. I think there were a couple 40-plus yard field goals, so there were no misses there. I was pleased with that. But the wind is not as aggressive as it was. I thought our young punter did a nice job hitting the ball into the wind. And, you know, aside from that, I think, you know, everything was pretty much the same as we indicated. Like, I was, as you know, pleased with our, you know, what you call our ones, I guess, the purple unit. As I would have hoped to be, but by the same token, I thought our wife played a little bit better than some may have anticipated.
Yeah, I think that's where I would go next, Coach. We appreciate your time on this Monday. I've been asked so much today about Joe Huebner and what he did. As you look back on it, how comfortable was he? How well did he play in your mind?
Well, I think he managed the ball game quite well. He threw the ball reasonably well. Numbers were very good. Joe was, you know, there's always a lot of talk about, incoming young guys, and Jesse, who played reasonably well himself, but, took some losses that maybe we could have avoided, but he's still learning the ball game. But I think a lot of people kind of overlooked Joe, and I thought Joe stood up and played like we would like for him to be able to, and as I said, managed the ball game well. Didn't make very many mistakes whatsoever. So I was pleased with his performance.
Coach, obviously Terrence Newman and Darren Sproles captured quite a bit of the headlines coming back as former players and serving as honorary coaches and being there. But as we talked about last hour, a lot of former players were back. The Golden Cats reunion, we saw Mark Cimino, who helps us out with some TV work as well there. How enjoyable is it for you to be able to catch up, and how much time do you get on a day like that, on a spring game, even though it's not a real game? How much time do you get to spend visiting and reminiscing with some of those older players?
Well, not nearly as much time as I would like. You know, unfortunately, so many of them are invested in professional football and can't get back on, game days, but we have opportunities. You know, they get here from time to time during the course of the year where we have an opportunity to sit down and visit for an extended period of time. I did get to spend, you know, with two or three of them, I got to spend a substantial amount of time on Friday, those that came in early. Others, I didn't get nearly the time that I would have enjoyed visiting with them. Darren came in early an opportunity, and some other guys that, you know, perhaps don't have quite the names that, you know, Darren and Terrence do, but nevertheless, we're, you know, a major part of the foundation here.
Coach, after having a chance to look at the film, what did you think of what you got at the running back position from Charles Jones, Jarvis Leverett, and even Judah Jones, who got a couple snaps there?
Well, you know, Judah's a young pup, and all of them are young pups, and Judah is the least experienced of all of them, having spent, his first season here as a wide receiver. But, you know, we're, you know, spring is for experimentation, and that's exactly what we're doing. I said after the ball game, I think I did, that, I thought Jones had, maybe the better of the two, but both of them were, played about the same. And as I go back and watch the tape, I think maybe, I may have been a little incorrect about that. And I thought Jarvis Leverett, probably put the best game together for the, of the two, or of the three, for that matter. But, I wasn't, I would like to have seen more, but I wasn't totally disappointed in either of them.
Coach, we have spent the last couple of two or three shows prior to the spring game talking about the potential depth that you have in that defensive front. I kind of had a sense that we saw some of that on Saturday. It's way more important what you think. How did you feel about the depth and how the white defensive guys played? And for that matter, we don't want to take anybody for granted. Ryan Mueller and some of those kind of guys. Overall, how did those defensive front guys play?
Well, you know, it's kind of like I said after the ball game. I would like to think that maybe the outcome of the ball game was a recognition that we might have greater depth than what we had thought we did. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that. I didn't know at the time, and I don't know now if that is truly accurate. You know, either we have greater depth, or we just didn't play as well with purple uniforms on as I would like. You know, it was obvious that our purple offense didn't move the ball extremely well against the white defense. So an awful lot of credit goes to that white defensive unit. And even though there weren't a monumental number of points on the board, as you look at our the purple offense, the white offense really had some movement against our purple defense. I mean, we failed to get which we would have anticipated and hoped for. We didn't get with our purple defense the three and outs and like we should. I think we went the first three possessions without a three and out. We weren't as good on third down conversions. I don't know the number. You may have the stat sheet in front of me, but I do know third and fourth down conversions, we weren't as good defensively as you would like, and maybe that the white offense had something to do with it. So, you know, that's what we have to determine. You know, are we can we be pleased that we have a little more quality depth than what we thought, or do we need to be tremendously concerned that we're not as good on the front line as we may have thought we were?
For the record, by the way, the white was 7 of 16 on third down conversions, to augment what you're talking about, and then the purple's 9 of 16.
And on fourth downs, right. You know, that's about 8 out of 17. That's almost 50%. That's not very good.
Yeah. Bill Snyder, again, our guest on Wildcat Insider on News Radio 1350, the final show until mid-August. Coach, you always preached and talked about offensive linemen being able to play multiple spots, and we've seen plenty of examples that throughout the year. Granted, you have A.J. Allen coming in during the summer months, junior college or community college product, but as of right now, with the spring game being done, is your offensive line at its best with Cody Whitehair running at left tackle?
Well, it seems to be that is the case. That is the optimum placement that we would perhaps like to have, but he's had work there before, and I've said to you so many times how valuable it is to have offensive linemen that can play multiple positions. So we experiment in the spring and try to keep our guys well versed in positions other than whatever their primary position might be. I think Cody has worked well there. He can still work inside, play either guard spot, could play the other right tackle if it was necessary. He's a very, very fine, talented young guy. And, as of right now, I would imagine he will continue to play on the left tackle and still have the capabilities to those other spots.
On the right side on Saturday, Matt Kleinsorge, a product of Olathe South, got a fair amount of time, and I know he's had to deal with injuries at times, but critique his performance because he's a young man that's not been on the field very much for you the last couple of years.
Well, this was a valuable spring for him, and he's missed some of the spring, unfortunately, and as you indicated, it's banged up a little bit, but he played. I appreciated the toughness. He put himself on the field to play, and he's made some headway, and this is not he's worked at offensive guard and tackle, spent more time at offensive guard, so this is new to him. We've used him back and forth, gave him the opportunity out there, and I don't think he played poorly at all. Probably played a little, considering the injury, I think he probably played a little bit better than what we thought.
Along those same lines, Coach, we saw Luke Hayes playing with the number twos at guard. For him moving forward, will he have a chance to play tackle, and what did you think of the way he played on Saturday?
Well, I think he's making some headway. You know, we touched him in there as an offensive tackle, and he had some difficulty. And part of it is just, trying to learn a system on the run. Part of it is just, you know, still trying to develop the fundamentals. I mean, he's a good hard worker. He's a physical young guy. So we've, you know, trying to get into team familiarity with the system, not just, you know, single assignments, but with the entire system and moving him inside, letting him work there, getting a little bit more of a comfort zone, you know, where he's not out on an island. And I think the, you know, the head doesn't spin as fast in there as it does as the offensive tackle when you're trying to block those guys that are running 100 miles an hour straight forward and you're running backwards. It doesn't work that way too well. So, but he's, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job in the spring game. Certainly, you know, a long ways away, but he's the type of young guy that will, you know, I have no doubt about it. I mean, he'll get himself better. Whatever he's doing right now, he's doing it to try to get himself better, and he'll have a good summer, and, you know, I think he'll make a lot of progress.
Coach, so many fans intrigued, too, by the newcomers. Of course, Danzel McDaniel is one of those. A lot of people saw that he has some athleticism and some size. How has he adapted to big-time college football, and how did his day go on Saturday?
Well, it was up and down, and it, you know, I think he has capability. I think you're absolutely right about that. I like the ability that he has. I think he's a very aggressive player. I think, you know, if you go back and look at the ball game, you'll see some extremely, you know, hard-hitting, aggressive tackles by Danzel, certainly by Randall Evans as well. But Danzel is a good physical player. Just the discipline of the game is really what's going to be significant for him. You know, got beat on a deep throw. Just put himself in the wrong position at the wrong time. Just poor use of his eyes. That takes discipline. But he understands that now. Something that he hasn't had an opportunity to do or has been asked to do in the past. So he's learning as we go.
Bill Snyder with us for a couple of more moments on Wildcat Insider. Along those lines, Coach, when you have, and you've obviously done great things with community college products, but with that position specifically, I had the chance to stand next to Terrence for about 10 minutes, and it was interesting to hear him talk to me about Danzel in particular. But from the community college ranks to Division I and the kind of football that's played in the Big 12, is there a biggest adjustment from that level to Division I, or does it just vary from young man to young man?
Well, I think for the most part it probably varies, but I think there's a fine thread that runs through you know, the learning process for each and every one of them. You know, a lot of people say things about community college guys maybe lacking discipline. They're a junior college guy for a reason, maybe weren't academically as sound as they need to be, et cetera. You know, a variety of different things are perception, I think, as much as anything. And I think Danzel and Luke, I mean, all those guys are young guys that really want to play. I mean, they're willing to do what you ask them to do. They will work extremely hard. That's important for us. You know, we wouldn't take the guy for any other reason. And he's learning. Now, he's come a long way in the period of time that he's been here, but his the physical things he can do, the mental aspect of it, he's very capable of. He's a bright young guy. Just a matter of him being able to adapt to it and pick things up with repetition and more of that he gets, and they'll get a lot of that during the course of the summer. So, you know, if his investment is in